Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org. Now we're approaching our second segment of the show. We'll be speaking with Stan Myers, who is the coordinator over at CCCP, Community Computer Connections Program. So thank you for being here today, Stan. I know it's a little colder out than it has been. We're getting a little spoiled out there.
We're waiting for winter to come.
We're still waiting for winter to come, even though March is like 2 days away. And actually, it's okay if it doesn't come. I think it could pass us this year. So the Community Computer Connections Program, you can't say that 10 times fast,
no.
Right?
Even I can't.
It provides free internet-ready computers to families and individuals who have a little distressed financial situations.
Correct.
Also to veterans and active military reservists and their families.
Right.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the organization first?
The organization, we're an all-volunteer organization. Most seniors, but we do have a couple of younger people. Like we have one young
like
man
60.
Who was in high school.
Yeah.
Who was in high school.
Oh.
That helps us. He's been doing it since he's in intermediate school.
Oh.
So, you know,
that's
it's quite impressive. We're part of the Retired Senior Volunteer Program of Suffolk, which is really of all of Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
We service Long Island only.
Right, okay.
Okay, because we would be limited because we are going into the city would be a little difficult, so we stay to our borders. We are a group, many technical people who refurbish the computers. We get used computers donated to us by individual PCs or laptops, preferably laptops now. Donated to us, we refurbish them, we wipe the drives to make sure there's no residual information left on it.
Who can give you the used computers? Could it be like, do you get a bunch from a company that's changing over, or anybody can?
Anybody.
Just... Okay.
We get it, you know, preferably, you know, on an individual basis, depends on our ability to pick them up because it depends on where they're located. With companies, you get a number at one time, and that's that makes it much better for us. But we'll take those that will meet our criteria. We're looking at primarily laptops today because most people want laptops. So, a lot of people, especially the financially distressed, don't have room to set up a computer. We have set up systems. We did it at the veterans' home out in Yapak, where we set up 5 computers for the veterans, the homeless veterans there, so they can use it, get online, find jobs, do their resumes and things like that. We have set it up for other organizations as well.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. We're right now waiting for the approval from the reservist organization to set up a similar type of operation for the families of veterans, reservists who they go into the service and they have their financial difficulties as well. But they have no financial restriction, neither do the veterans.
Right, okay.
You know, so that is exceptions. We've grown it over time. We've been in existence since 2006, have delivered over 5,600 computers to families and individuals.
Wow.
And again, we just recently had one of our deliverers and installers do a very unique thing, and a lot of them do unique things. It was to a blind gentleman who could, you know, very blurred vision and all that. So he ended up, he went there, he installed a computer. The individual had difficulty using it. So he got special software so that when he hit a key, he can know what key he was hitting.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I didn't know that existed.
Oh, yeah. There's various types. I mean, Our people, I shouldn't say just guys, because we have women in the organization as well that do similar things. We will provide computers to people who meet our criteria. That we generally prefer to work through an agency because we don't really want the information.
Right,
we'd rather
right.
have the agency certify that the individual meets the criteria we have.
People aren't calling you directly saying, hey, I need a computer. You're getting the information maybe through Project Independence or another type of program.
We do get a number of people that do contact
our
organization because they go to the library, they see it online.
Right.
They contact our office, the RSVP office, which is in Smithtown, and our office manager mails the information to the individual so they can fill it out and return it with the proper information about their where they stand. If they're a veteran just has to provide a DD-214, which is their discharge papers.
Right, yeah.
So, and when it comes to the financial needs, there are certain specific papers they have to provide. We go from the west side of Nassau to the east side of Suffolk County. The problem we have with the extremes is finding volunteers,
right?
Because a lot of the people are located more in central,
right?
And right now we also are suffering from a limited number of laptops,
right?
You know, because we get them. When we get them from a company, we'll get 50 to 100.
Right.
And within a month, they're gone.
Right,
They move very, very quickly.
Right.
You have the people who end up using this library. In the case we're talking here, seniors, all right? I know a lot of seniors who fight the use of a computer. They think it's going away, and they'd rather do it by paper and pencil, all right? But that's the way it is. You can't change some people.
Right.
It'll just be that way forever. But do you have people, like they get the computer, the senior gets the computer, are they the ones usually who want the computer, or is it somebody who's a caregiver or a family member who really would like them to have a computer? You know, because I think the success rate of them really using it, the senior themselves really has to want to do it.
Well, with the advent of cell phones and the like, and the fact that many people are using them now,
right.
They're not as adverse as they may have been back in time.
Right.
So they do request it because it allows them to more readily communicate with their grandchildren or their great-grandchildren. They get on, you know, they are internet-ready computers. We do not provide the internet.
Right, so they have to have Wi-Fi available.
You have to have Wi-Fi available. Our people do go in, set up the computers, help the people set up their password, and a little bit we have some instructions. We do just minimal amount of training because the time involved is quite extensive. A lot of people get their training. A lot of people do go to the library, do get training. They have a lot of training sessions there.
So you guys are going in, you're supplying the computer at no cost. You essentially don't leave until that computer is connected and ready to go. And after that, it's really up to the user to decide
how
they're going
to
utilize their if they want to use it, or if they want to get computer classes at a library,
or their children, grandchildren.
Right, exactly.
You know, even I rely on my grandchildren as technologically knowledgeable as I am. There, as a user, it's amazing the changes that have taken, which a number of us had predicted over time. But, it just changes so fast. You know, our adaptability is not necessarily the same as those in.
Your camp. I'm the same way. The internet ready part of it, when somebody is going to get a computer, I would assume then that one of the big checkpoints is do you have that capability, or you know, like whoever you use, Optimum, Verizon, whoever.
The individual has to make the arrangements. There are special, I believe Optimum does provide a discounted rate for people. you know,
seniors
that are for seniors that are, you know, have the they are financially distressed. Of course, Wi-Fi helps a great deal because a lot of that tends to be free.
Mm-hmm.
The problem one has to worry about is security.
Right.
We do include some security software within and troubleshooting software. We also have a remote online capability to help walk people through problems if they have them.
Mm-hmm.
So we provide a phone number. We can go into their computer remotely and troubleshoot it.
Okay, that's good.
So, and there are times, of course, some of the computers, because they are used, there are certain problems that may exist that we're unaware of because of age. So the
right.
computer does go out. We will replace it.
Okay, that's good to know.
I was reading the software you provide is OpenOffice.
Yes.
Which is like Microsoft, except it's free.
That's correct.
Yeah.
We provide... We are a certified microwave registered refurbisher, which is a process that Microsoft has set up for a lot of people, not only that are nonprofits, but there are people that refurbish computers to be profitable. But we get their operating system at a discounted rate because we are certified. Otherwise, we couldn't afford to do this.
Right.
You know, we do our own fundraising. We don't rely on RSVP for our funding. We do our own fundraising through individuals who reach out to companies and the like. There was a point in time last year we thought we were going out of business because of, all of a sudden we got enough donations. We won Suffolk County Veterans Organization through the Marathon organization out there has a grant.
That's
great. Which we won.
Let's talk about that when we come back, because we only have about 30 seconds left in this segment. And when we return, we'll continue talking with Stan Myers, who's a coordinator at Community Computer Connections Program.